Award-winning multidisciplinary creator Curly Saunders has written poetry, children's books, and spoken all over the country. She was also New South Wales Aboriginal Woman of the Year in 2020. Curly's latest undertaking is a project called Returning. It's a visual poetry project delivered through different mediums in different spaces. Curly tells Away's Jerome Commissari why she started the project.
My original seed for this idea came about when I was yarning with Genevieve Greaves. She was leading workshops down on Ngunnawal country in decolonisation, and she sailed me over some articles, and I just dove in deep and thought, oh my gosh, I really need to re-explore the ideas of my identity, what has been told to me and what I've been prescribed, and to rewrite those things from a decolonial lens.
Mm. So it's called Returning, and we'll get into the name shortly, but tell me, what is Returning as a body of work?
Yeah, I guess it's a few things. It's been a way of life. And Dr. Tamron Bennett says we should live our poems. So that feels really integral in this. But at the moment, it's an exhibition. And it's also a poetry collection that'll be out in next year with Magabala Books.
So it's no doubt, it's a multimedia project. There's a lot of things going on here. Curly, is there one medium that you keep coming back to? You're a writer, you're a poet. Is there something that was more difficult for you in creating this, or did it all just flow neatly?
Yeah, I guess the artworks that are created for the exhibition have been a response to the poems in the collection, and they've kind of fed each other. So as I've started in art making, there's been poems that have, you know, pulled out of that, and then vice versa. But the work that I'm most proud of is the possum skin cloak that I sewed with Aunty Loretta Parsley.
Incredible.
And she's just such a special, special human, and we spent so much time on Yuin country, you know, sewing this cloak and having these yarns and returning back to the country that my mum was born on and taken from. And then I've, you know, collected ochres to paint the inside of that from the countries that I've travelled across, but the countries in my family line as well. And yeah, that's a work that I've really loved.
How did it feel for you to be with one of the Yuin elders and get to make something as special as a possum skin cloak? How did that feel for you?
It's a feeling unlike any other. I think there's a particular kind of safety and calm that comes through creating this cloak, but then there's also this certain level of responsibility, right? Because I've always been taught by my elders, and Arnie reinforced it, that, you know, Curly, you've made this cloak, you now have a responsibility to teach other women how to make these cloaks. And that's something we'll be doing in the coming years. Yeah. So I guess learning to sew a possum skin cloak is very nurturing and calming. You know, you're there with these beautiful fibres, these earthy fibres. And in my case, my pelts were gifted to me by my family and friends. And in those beautiful yarns, Bunny Loretta, you know, you feel very held.
Yeah, and what a lucky woman who may get to make it with you. That would be such a joy, I imagine.
Oh, I'm so excited for that, yeah.
So, Curly, what is Returning all about, you know? You mentioned a theme we've been hearing more and more about recently, and that's Black Joy. Do you have anything to say about that? Does that fit into the theme of Returning?
Absolutely. I guess this body of work is around decolonization. It's about returning to the truer self that we prescribe for ourselves. And I think for such a long time, there's been deficit discourse around Aboriginal people and our identities. And there's also been a lot of struggle tied into our relationships with colonialism and the way we move in the world. And this notion of Black Joy is about there being joy outside of the struggle, or in alignment with it, you know, parallel to that. And there being time for connecting to country, being with kin, laughing, doing things that feel really fulfilling. And there's a film that is a part of the exhibition that's called Wallflowers and Evergreens. And it's about being on country with family and the importance of that for well-being and mental health. And the whole thing is full of these gorgeous smiles with my bubbies. And it's filmed by Pad Sowden and with my family and community. And I think it really captures this feeling of Black Joy. There's a few other pieces in the collection too that talk to that, with really bright colours, these popping colours, you know, neons and glitter and sequins. Yeah, and I'm really excited to share those with the world and to share that Black Joy.
Curly, that sounds amazing, but it's not just Wallflowers and Evergreens. There's three films involved in Returning. You know, there's one choreographed by Joe Clancy. There's one that's going to be released for NAIDOC Week. Do you want to tell me about the other two?
Yeah, absolutely. So the choreography with Joe Clancy it's just such a beautiful piece. So it incorporates a poem called Mother, which I translated in Gunungara with the help of Ani, Val Mulcahy and Trish Levitt, the language that they've taught me over time. And then she took that and also interpreted into Wiradjuri, and then dances the interpretation with two younger women as well, Shana and Amy. And yeah, it's a really beautiful piece to witness.
So that's the second short film, Matriarch Rising. Curly, what's the third one?
Sundowns and Seasons was written on Darawal country in a collaboration with Red Room Poetry and the Wollongong Botanic Gardens. And that piece explores this idea of there being six seasons and the timelessness of our connection and the importance of those things and the way that time moves in different ways in First Nations understanding of country versus the colonial understanding of country. And that work, I guess, seeks to draw people into that awareness, to bring them into the rhythms of the earth rather than the rhythms that we've had prescribed.
They all sound fantastic. Matriarchs Rising, Wallflowers and Evergreens, Sundowns and Seasons. There's a physical exhibition, Curly. Can you tell me about what the space looks like? You know, I'm not going to be able to do it justice. I believe you're there right now. What's it looking like?
There's one part of the gallery that has a space for film. You've got all these beautiful digital prints lined up against the wall, and they've been printed by Takumi Studio over in WA, and Ty there is an absolute guru. And then more film and fibre at the front end of the gallery, and some prints and paintings along the right-hand side, and tall ceilings. But yeah, there's multiple exhibitions opening on the same night, so I very much encourage local people, community, anybody, come down and have a yarn.
Amazing. We've talked about this amazing possum skin cloak you've made, and I've seen a picture of it. It's truly a work to behold. It's incredible. But another work that really caught my eye is Tidal Left. Can you tell me a bit about that one?
The title was a piece of poetry that I performed up on Gadigal country at the Sydney Opera House for Visions of Us. And it's been turned into a digital print, merging photography from Yaru country with the lines of a poem. So it's a piece that I'm very excited to see out in the world and accessible for people to purchase through print, but also to witness the film on my website.
What came first, Curly, the poetry or the print, or did it all flow together? Like, how did you come about with this?
Yeah, so in this instance, it's a poem first. Actually, for most of the digital prints, they've been poetry first, which have been turned into an artwork. And maybe the poem has sat with me for a while. Perhaps it's been something that I'm working on and it's not yet fully formed. And then if I get lost when I'm creating, sometimes I'll sit down and start to draw a design. So there's a back and forth that I'm really enjoying between writing poetry and these visual poems, these artworks that integrate the written word and the visual image, or perhaps a visual image in response to a written word. But yeah, they kind of ebb and flow back and forth, this process.
We have a lot of poets having a lot of fun with the word placement on the page and what feelings that can elicit in someone. And I guess this is just a step further in eliciting feelings of the poetry by connecting it to digital pieces or photos or installations.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's a beautiful thing to be able to see poetry be a visual thing in the world, not just something that exists in a page or on a stage, but something that you can pick up and hold, like a woven nest that's made of devil's twine or a dilly bag or a possum skin cloak or a print, that there's other ways that poems can live in the world and not just the ways that we've thought of them to exist.
So, Curly, it's not just short films and an exhibition. There is a book being published. Tell me about that and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this, actually. This book will merge the artworks with the poetry in a collection published by Magabala. And Magabala is just the dream team, aren't they? Like,
oh, yeah.
Killing it in black publishing. And yeah, I always feel really grateful to be working with them. I think they embody decolonization in publishing. So Yeah, but the artworks will sit alongside poems, and the poems will be laid out in obscure ways. And I hope that it's a text that in its own right is decolonial, because publishing has been colonized. The way we share stories has been colonized. And it's my hope that this starts to rattle some of that. And, you know, the work I've done in languages, both in Bindi and Gwayo and Poetry in First Languages and things, have all sought to try and shift those systems to publish language in ways that doesn't other them. So I hope this work will not other the identity, you know, what it's like to be raised in post-settler colonial Australia, but also to encourage people to think about how this could exist in all of our lives as First Nations and non-First Nations people and what a future could look like for us.
Curly, you are very talented, but I'm sure you had a bit of help along the way. Is there anyone you really need to thank?
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, this body of work has been created in collaboration with some incredible elders and in some incredible community. And yeah, I'm just so grateful to all of the artists, the First Nations artists who've been involved. So David Cragg, Kylie Caldwell, Steph Beaupark, Dr. Lily Brown, Genevieve Graves, Grace Lucas Pennington, and Arnie Shaz Robinson and Arnie Sharon Halls as well. I've just been so spoilt to learn from my community and to create works through this process of mentorship and to learn.
So one other thing I really wanted to talk about is apparently, and it's just a phrase, but it's so great. Apparently on the entrance to the gallery, you've got the phrase on the floor, I believe, so that says, mate, you're standing on stolen land. One, I love that because it's so colloquial, but why'd you chuck that in there and why'd you use that phrasing, you know?
I think mate is such a beautiful a cheeky way of yarning with my dad, actually. When we're being cheeky with each other, we're like, mate. And so there was that kind of element of it being this beautiful familial term. I think a mate can be, you know, my brother-in-law is American. And when I talk to him about Australianisms, he's like, I don't get this mate thing. Like, is mate someone you like? Is it someone you don't like? Are you being cheeky? Are you being warm? And I'm like, well, mate can be all the things. and so I guess stepping over this precipice, this statement on the floor that says, mate, you're standing on stolen land, is the entry into this artwork, into this world of decolonization from my personal identity, from my personal experience. And I wanted it to be a call in, a welcoming, but also a statement of, hey, are you aware of this? And it comes off the back of a poem, actually.
Oh, yeah, everything comes back to poems with you, Curly. I love it, though, because the colloquialism is great and the fluid nature of the term mate is very funny. I enjoyed that. But it does, and you alluded to it there, it's more of a serious concept, you know. It's about decolonization and returning, and I guess that's probably why you called the exhibition that. But would you care to comment any more about, like, how one decolonizes a space and how your exhibition is furthering that project?
Yeah, like it is a statement. It is an encouragement and an opening. And I think we're standing on stolen land, and it's so easy to forget that. There's all these beautiful built up things, and there's this capitalism, this money flow and things happening around us all the time that we forget that originally this land was stolen and that treaty doesn't exist here. And so that is the statement that welcomes us into this. Hey, this is what this exhibition's about. Yeah, it's my hope that people will enter this space and be grounded in that idea. And I guess in response to that, we'll start to think about how they move differently across country everywhere, because we're on stolen land everywhere we move here. There's 250 different First Nations, you know, 650 different plus language groups, and we're sovereign people and sovereign land. And that is not recognised in constitutional documents as yet. I'm hoping there's change. I think we start to decolonize when we pay attention to these truths. And one part of decolonization is the repatriation or the rematriation of land and life. And that comes from Tuck and was reinforced to me by Genevieve Greaves. And I think that's the thing that we can start with if we're decolonizing ourselves, that understanding that we're on stolen land and that the systems that are in play on this country continue that kind of theft, continue that kind of oppression if we do nothing.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Curly, is there anything that you would like to say broadly to people who are listening and thinking of engaging with this multimedia project returning?
I just hope that for Mob, I hope it's a literary hug. I hope it's a hey, I see you. I'm with you in this. And for allies, I hope it's a hey, are you with us in this? And for people who are just arriving at the party, I hope it's a welcome.
That was Curly Saunders talking about her new exhibition, Returning. The physical exhibition is open now until the 23rd of December at Southern Highlands Artisan Collective Gallery on Gundungurra Country. And for more information on the short films and upcoming book, You can take a look at our show notes.